and deny the right of return for Palestinian refugees. In a bid to curb the impact of the letter, Foreign Office Minister Mike O'Brien appeared on three Arab television news stations, Al Jazeera, Al Arabiya, and Nile TV, to defend British policy on Tuesday. But former Conservative Foreign Secretary Lord Geoffrey Howe told BBC Radio that the ex-diplomat's views largely reflected public opinion. Howe termed as without precedent for such a wide, broad-based, experienced group of people, ex-diplomats, to express their views so strongly and with such unanimity. Cuban News for this Wednesday broadcast. I'm Kristen Wright. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell complained bitterly Tuesday about coverage of the Middle East, Iraq, and the war on terrorism provided to Arab audiences by the Qatar-based Al Jazeera television network. Powell, speaking to reporters at the State Department alongside Qatari Foreign Minister Sheikh Hamad bin Hassan Al Thani, made no secret of the fact that relations between the two nations were being harmed by Al Jazeera, which U.S. officials have long accused of biased news reporting. Al Jazeera has consistently defended the network's reporting, saying that its news coverage of Iraq is simply depicting the violent and chaotic reality on the ground. Asked to elaborate on what Washington was asking Doha to do about Al Jazeera, Powell said he was having very intense discussions about this subject, and those discussions will continue over the next couple of days. Though he refused to comment further, some news reports asserted that his statements clearly indicate Washington wants Al Jazeera out of the picture. U.S. military commanders and civilian occupation authorities have also issued strong protests recently against the network's coverage of hostilities in Iraq, which they say is fanning anti-U.S. sentiment there. On April 12, they slammed Al Jazeera and the Dubai-based Al Arabiya television, accusing both of suggesting that U.S. troops are targeting civilians in Iraq. The stations have been providing graphic images of the devastation and casualties in the Sunni stronghold of Fallujah during ongoing fierce fighting between U.S. forces and insurgents. In addition, they have aired videotape of foreign hostages taken captive by the insurgents. Qatar's leader, Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, is the main backer of Al Jazeera, and Qatari officials in the past have shrugged off U.S. complaints, citing their desire to promote a free and vibrant press. Al Thani founded the station in 1996 with a $150 million five-year grant and a mandate to be run by an independent board. The Qatari leader did not comment on the talks about Al Jazeera that Powell said were underway. Authorities in Peru have rushed in to restore order in a remote Andean town where thousands of townspeople took 20 municipal workers hostage and beat the mayor to death out of anger at government corruption.